Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy front line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
Calling and speak with the man in the street. Chapter 9, verse 21 of Al Porter, Man in the Street. That M period, A period, N period is music, activism, news, abbreviation, acronym. For those listening to Lake City on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. If you have anything MP3 format, send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. As a matter of fact, let me get rid of three quick disclaimers for you. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, let me tell you about a couple of things before I go into a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Happy Memorial Day. I know it's kind of like an oxymoron because I'm not sure how to say happy and memorial at the same time, but I appreciate you all for pulling up with your barbecue dinners to join me this evening. I appreciate that. Now, there is Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1, and on Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. period. Facebook Kent and Angelica, Kent in Angelica with a N, with and then Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Once again, I would like to let people know the webpage is blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Pete Weeks. Also, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, we talk to the artist who has had the most material coming out since COVID-19. And you can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. Period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And the reason I'm getting a lot of those out of the way is because I feel thankful to be able to get to a few other things. I see the 330840 on the line. We'll go to them and see if they got anything to say in just a moment. I will give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Starting at number 10, hey, none other than Eric Wilson, the Nothing video. Number 9, it was the Eastside mixtape release that happened over the weekend. Number 8, www.pourmesome.com, HJS Music, Joe Little III of the legendary Rude Boys. Number 7, MC Brains, The Birthday Bash, featuring, of course, DJ Goldie Montana from We Up Radio, Urban Survival. Nice little thing that happened. Number 6, debuting, along with the last thing to debut. Hell, along with the Eastside debut. But number 6 also debuting. You can Facebook Protest in Cleveland to alert judges. And for Ohio prisoners, May 29th. More on that in just a little while. Number 5, Doris Cox, LSD, Love Set Free, Black House Sound produced. You can find that on the Joseph P. Motley Jr. YouTube page. Number 4, Joseph P. Motley Jr., YouTube. 7 more releases during COVID-19. Number 3, debuting The Science of Malcolm X, which was done last Wednesday. We'll get to that in just a little while. Number 2, NELCCIA Nelsia, Love Set Free. 203,000 plus views on YouTube. And debuting Wave Don't Shoot Rally last Saturday. More on that in just a little while. I would at least like to get to a couple of things. If I don't get to them, then I never will. If you Facebook Protest in Cleveland, that's Protest in Cleveland, to alert judges and for Ohio prisoners May 29th. So the Protest in Cleveland to alert judges and for Ohio prisoners, May 29th. This upcoming protest is a judicial alert. Wake up, judges, and do your jobs. We need you to hear motions for early release as prisoners are dying in droves in Ohio's 27 state prisons of the coronavirus. A 2-year prison sentence shouldn't be a death sentence. Let some of them out on home confinement. Stand up for what is right and humane. This event is organized in cooperation with the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanities in the Cuyahoga Jail, for which our largely black activist groups, Imperial Women Coalition and Black on Black Crime, Inc., belong to as coalition group members. Black Cleveland activists who lead majority black activist groups will speak at the rally, as Cleveland is a largely black city, as well as others. Our event or protest on May 29th also includes Women's March Cleveland and International Women's Day March Cleveland as organizing groups. The contact for the event is 216-659-0473. As the pandemic spreads out of control behind bars in Ohio and nationwide and the death toll mounts, it's more important than ever that we put compassion over cages and demand an end to the mass warehousing of human beings. Blacks, including black women inmates, have been disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. We're calling on judges to take action to get as many people as possible out of prison and jail where their health, safety, and very lives are at risk. Judges have a responsibility to do everything in their power to save lives, and we must hold them accountable to doing so, which is why we ask that you join us for a car caravan and physically distanced rally on Friday, May 29th at the Justice Center downtown. We also will address bond reduction, speedy trial rights, excessive sentences, denial of indigent counsel, malicious prosecution, and a disproportionate impact of the legal system in the black community and people of color. If you're participating by car, while remaining in your car, please meet us at 12:30 p.m. at the staging location, 5340 Hamilton Avenue, 5340 Hamilton Avenue. Together we'll caravan from the staging location to the Justice Center, where we'll remain in our cars and circle the block. Participating on foot, if you'll be participating on foot, meet us at 1 p.m. at the Justice Center, 1200 Ontario Avenue. We ask that you please wear a mask and spread out around the block while maintaining physical distance. There will be marshals posted at each corner with chant sheets and extra signs. So there you go. One of those things where I'm at least thankful that I can say that it's going down this coming Friday, the 29th of May. Now, as I look at things, let's go to the person who's holding on. 330-840, what's on your mind? New call here. 330-840, going twice. Going thrice. All right, we'll put you back on hold. See, the good news about this is they follow rule number one. I'm so thankful that they followed rule number one. Rule number one was, hey, you don't have to hang up the phone. You don't have to curse me out for coming to you, even if you didn't want to talk, which is probably my fault for bothering you in the first place because you didn't press the one key. But the thing is, since you were not able to talk, you held on, we put you back on hold. If you hear something else, we will definitely do our best to make sure you're a part of it. I find it very interesting. Some things I can laugh at. Certain things I can laugh at just because. My 16-foot stepladder, who would have thunk it? Who saw it coming? Mr. Grabberman, yeah. Well, he did say he was running on, I guess you could say, he was moral Christian values. Who would have expected number 45, Donald Trump, to declare churches essential, calls on them to reopen? Over the weekend, last Friday, President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown. The president threatened to override governors who defy him, but it was unclear what authority he has to do so. Part of this 16-foot stepladder for my soapbox is, he's done almost anything he wanted to, so whatever authority, I'm sure he gave it to himself. But he said, out of his own lips, governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. That is what Trump had said at, I believe, a hastily arranged press conference at the White House. He was asked what authority that he might have to supersede governors. And the White House press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, said she wouldn't answer a theoretical question, which means there isn't a real good answer. But, again, he has done almost anything he's wanted to. So, again, Trump has been pushing for the country to reopen as he tries to reverse an economic freefall playing out months before he faces reelection. Now, White House evangelical Christians have been among the president's most loyal supporters, and the White House has been careful to attend to their concerns throughout the crisis. Again, following Trump's announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. Public health agencies have generally advised people to avoid gatherings of more than 10 people and encouraged Americans to remain 6 feet, 1.8 meters away from each other when possible. One thing about COVID-19, I never knew that 6 feet was 1.8 meters. Anyway, some parts of the country did remain under some version of remain-at-home orders, but in-person religious services have been vectors for transmission of the virus, many say it. There was a person who attended a Mother's Day service at a church in Northern California. that defied the governor's closure orders but later tested positive, exposing more than 180 churchgoers. And a choir practice at a church in Washington State was labeled by the CDC as an early super-spreading event. But on Friday, Trump did stress the importance of churches in many communities and said he was identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogues, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services, which is interesting because Donald Trump has not, you know, evangelical Christian, he has not given any type of credit to a mosque or masjid. He just hasn't, but he's doing it now, isn't he? Anyway, it was interesting because it said some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but not churches, he said. It's not right, so I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. And I would have to say, yeah, I wouldn't think a liquor store. Now, I know abortion clinics, some say it's iffy because they provide other services of health medically instead of just abortions, but a lot of people don't talk about that, but it's the truth. He did add that these are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. I will say that you have needed that. I would like to say that it's a very interesting thing. That's all I can say. It's very interesting. And for me, I have to be fair and say that this whole COVID-19, coronavirus, if the Bible says to follow man's law as long as it's not going against God's law, but then again, if you can argue anything in any direction. The only reason I say that is because when you look at it, let's be honest, as I look at that particular statement that came through, there are those who would say healing hands, healing ointment. Jesus healed the leper and others, but a lot of people are not Jesus. Now, a lot of pastors, I'm just saying, you're not Jesus. You're not. You don't have that authority, and a lot of pastors have been called out. I'm saying that in all fairness, because instead of them saying, I will do my best as God would give me the strength, if they had said that, a lot of people wouldn't be up in arms. But how many pastors do you know who have said, bring me these, your people, your this, your that, your the other, and I'll lay my hands on them. I'll heal them. I'll heal them up. I'll make sure they're doing well. I'm laying hands. It's good when you say that all the time, but it's kind of scary when the COVID-19 comes and instead of you healing hands, you hide behind your mask and not there. As a matter of fact, I'm about to have some fun on my phone line. Hold on just a second. All right. An infamous shout-out goes to, hold on a second, Vanessa, did you call me on my personal phone line while I'm live on air doing my radio program on a Monday night? Vanessa, you get an infamous shout-out. Now, what was I? Okay. Anyway, my thing is, a lot of the pastors should say, in God's name, we will heal and we pray that it's what have you. Because you look kind of in a way that you might represent the Father and say, bring me this, that, other, I'll heal you definitely. You will be healed. And then you don't make the attempt to heal because you're afraid you might catch the virus. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be afraid that you catch a virus. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that now is the time for even pastors to realize that, you know, what we say or what we use, it can be almost demoralizing if it's not used in the correct term. I think it caused a lot of people to realize that they are mortal. It even caused me in what I do in serving the community to pray more because I realized that there's a certain element of mortality with what I do. And that's the truth. It's not a joke. It's just, as Mayor Frank G. Jackson once said, it is what it is. That's the truth. Cleophas Miller Jr. Cleophas Miller Jr. might not sound like a main thing to you, but he was a Browns player. Now, you might ask yourself, okay, what's that got to do with anything? Well, you see, there was a Wave Don't Shoot rally, which was held last Saturday. Dr. Andrew Clark from the National Action Network, Black Votes Matters Today. It started at 2:23 p.m., marched for about 2.23 miles. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Black Man's Army Bus, the Afro Dogs, Major Taps, Barkley Media, the Federation, the name that I read off earlier, which was very important, Cleophas Miller Jr., former Browns player, survivors, victims of tragedy. We were out there for that, to deal with the murder, senseless murder that everybody has heard of that happened in Georgia. How it took so long for that the culprits to be arrested, and other violence that has happened, police brutality on a mother and son recently out of state, a black woman shot in bed by a police raid gone wrong. That's why a lot of us were out there. Now, the clergy called this. Man in the street was there. I guess this will only be a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. But one of the main reasons why I felt I was out there, they gave us all, they said, 2 minutes to speak. And they called me up first to speak. There was a die-in where we basically people got on the ground. I had the flag, so I couldn't get on the ground, thankfully. I might not have ever got back up. But the die-in happened at the MoCA Arts Complex, University Circle, intersection of Euclid and Euclid Avenue, Mayfield Road. So the die-in happened there. And after that, we marched down to the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Memorial Center, right in University Circle, right past Case. And I began the speaker's segment off. And people, I wanted to just bring up simplistically, give me 2 minutes. This didn't take that long, but I let them know. My name is Al Porter Jr., Black on Black Crime Inc., President, Communications, BMA, Black Man's Army. Why wouldn't I be there? If people come up every day and say, where's the clergy? The clergy needs to be here. Where are people working? Why isn't the clergy working in the neighborhood? And then the clergy comes up and they say, here we are. We're going to do a march and deal with not only police brutality, but racial strife. Come join us. If I don't show up, then I don't have a right later on to come back and say, where's the clergy at? Where's the clergy at? No. The next time you hear somebody ask, where's the clergy at? Where was the clergy? Let them know and ask them, wait a minute, where were you? Quite simply put, where were you on May the 23rd when the clergy came out and opened up their doors for activists, advocates, and others to come through and those who suffered from brutality to be there? Boom, that's it. That's all I have to say. Look, this has been an interesting weekend because my partner, Eastside, you all have heard of him for years. He hooked up with Coalition DJs Tennessee. They have a Facebook page and a website. He just released a mixtape. Full length is coming soon. The name of the song is called For You. It's a personal favorite. I send this out to D from EC. I really love the track. I love the message. I do this for the creator. I do this show for the people. I do this for you. Be right back.
Life I chose. That I breathe. The blood I bleed. Yo, I did it all for you. Yo, I do it all for you. Yo, but I don't wanna just get. don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. I did it all for you. I do it all for you. Yo. My life is like soft glass.
Yo.
A young and yeah heart.
Yo.
High memories of my past. That fast money, yeah, I gotta have. Say I'm a hundred, but where you at?
Yo,
had a point like my life is over.
Yo,
late nights for them leftovers.
Yo,
for every dollar, every penny. Like you my man, but you ride against me.
Yo,
I bought my dirt, bought my lonely. Cause most of you ain't real, y'all phone. My back too.
Yo,
it's kinda funny how it ain't the same. Changing up for a little fame.
Yo,
but from the dirt, it was all me. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet.
Yo,
would never see what I feel in me.
Who loyal
and who I see, yeah, it's all me.
Yo,
would never see what I feel in me.
Who loyal
and who I see, yeah, it's all me.
Yo,
yo, yo,
yo,
yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you.
Yo,
but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all for you.
Out there, this is only a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox for the simple fact that, well, it's only 10-foot because we kind of expected it. But a couple of days ago, the White House State Department failed to turn over documents related to the firing of the watchdog. Now, the White House and the State Department failed the past Friday to hand over documents related to the probe by both chambers of Congress into President Donald Trump's abrupt firing of State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick. Representative Elliot Engel, Democrat from New York, the chairman of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat from New Jersey, the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, launched an investigation about a week and a half ago into Linnick's removal earlier this month and demanded that administrative officials, the administration, would turn over all documents related to that firing by Friday, May the 22nd. A House Foreign Affairs Committee aide familiar with the probe, I believe they told NBC News on Friday that no documents have been received by either committee. The White House and State Department failed to provide an adequate response to Saturday's records request, the aide said, but pressure is building and the truth will come out. The congressional oversight officials investigating the matter believe the firing was direct retaliation for Linnick pursuing an investigation into whether Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a staffer walk his dog, pick up his dry cleaning, and make dinner reservations for Pompeo and his wife, among other personal errands. President Trump's unprecedented removal of Inspector General Linick is only his latest sacking of an Inspector General, our government's key independent watchdogs, from a federal agency. We unalterably oppose the politically motivated firing of Inspectors General and the President's gutting of these critical positions. I believe that's what was written by Engel and Menendez in the letter. Now, the officials said they are working to learn whether Linick may have had other ongoing investigations into Pompeo. The officials believe the staffer is a political appointee who is serving as a staff assistant. The White House official previously told NBC News that Pompeo recommended Linick's ouster and that President Donald Trump agreed with the move. Again, I have to ask you all, what more did you expect? I mean, I'm going to go to this talk show called The View, which has Whoopi Goldberg, I think Joy Behar, and a few others on there. And the thing that I find very interesting is that, just follow me here, that's why I say, who really expected anything different? Ever since President Donald Trump was elected president, 2017, 2018, 2019, now 2020, sometimes I look and see and hear from Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm wondering, like, come on, Whoopi, you should know this or expect this by now. But it's very interesting because Whoopi Goldberg acts like this is President Donald Trump's first time doing something out of bounds. I mean, once a week when there are new episodes, once a week, at one time or the other, Whoopi Goldberg will hit you up and say, I can't believe that the president would do this. Can you believe that President Donald Trump would do something like this? I can't believe Donald Trump is doing this. What's on Donald Trump's mind? Has he no idea what he's doing? Have you ever seen anything like what Donald Trump? It's kind of like, come on. Donald Trump firing a critic who criticizes him? That, I apologize, people, but right now I'm not stunned. I'm not shocked. I'm not losing any extra sleep over it because I feel there are other ways to deal with it. Just make sure that the truth comes out. But to be shocked at what's going on when he, since day one, he has been the same way, isn't that shocking that they wouldn't give testimony or paperwork that's necessary? The only thing that'll happen is they'll have to hit him up for another possible impeachment soon, and that might cause him to slow his happy butt down and say, you know something, we're going to chill back until after the election. I don't know what to say, but it's kind of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting to get a different result. It's just the truth of it all. So I'm not expecting a different result from what he's doing. It's not shocking me. He's doing what he's been doing. And that's it. Sad to say that, but, hey, I'm throwing in the towel. I don't expect that much. I won't be disappointed. I'm going to at least play this because he made it in the top 10 charts. Always by HJS, that www.pourmesome.com.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump up off the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. From the heart, many false starts. I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win by MCing. Because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear. Pimping, this is the year. Yeah, yeah. Cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Protest in Cleveland to alert judges and for Ohio prisoners, May 29th. If you are planning on being a part of it, participating by car, remain in your car and meet them at 12:30 p.m. at the staging location, 5340 Hamilton Avenue. 5340 Hamilton Avenue. Together they will caravan from the staging location to the Justice Center, where we will remain in our cars and circle the block, participating on foot. If you will be participating on foot, please meet us at 1 p.m. at the Justice Center, 1200 Ontario. We ask that you please wear a mask and spread out around the block while maintaining social distancing. And there'll be marshals posted at each corner with chant sheets and extra signs. The McFarland family, that's a tragic case of what's going on. They'll be there. Let's see, who else has hosted this event? Women's March Cleveland, International Women's Day March Cleveland, Imperial Women's Coalition, Kathy Ray Coleman, Alfred Porter Jr. So my thing is, if you look at who is out there hosting, it's a blessing to just be a part of that. As I take my look at certain things, I got a chance to at least speak about something the past, I will say, Wednesday. It was basically relegated to November 10th, 1963, the Northern Negro Grassroots Leadership Conference, which was held, if I'm not mistaken, at King Solomon Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. The message to the grassroots. I'll only do a little bit of this. Forgive me, because I just had to channel somebody else. But the next few stages, I did not write. I did not put it together. It was a great man whose born day happened to be, his birthday was May 19th. And he celebrated what would have been his 95th birthday last Tuesday. This was delivered on Wednesday. What you and I need to do is learn to forget our differences. When we come together, we don't come together as Baptist or Methodist. You don't catch hell because you're a Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Methodist or Baptist. You don't catch hell because you're a Democrat or a Republican. You don't catch hell because you're a Mason or Elk. And you sure don't catch hell because you're an American. Because if you were an American, you wouldn't catch hell. You catch hell because you're a black man. You catch hell, all of us catch hell, for the same reason. You don't have a peaceful revolution. You don't have a turn-the-other-cheek revolution. There's no such thing as a nonviolent revolution. The only kind of revolution that's nonviolent is the Negro Revolution. The only revolution based on loving your enemy is the Negro Revolution. Revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution knows no compromise. Resolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way. And you sitting around here like a knot on the wall saying, I'm going to love these folks no matter how much they hate me? No, you need a revolution. Whoever heard of a revolution where they lock arms singing, we shall overcome? You don't do that in a revolution. You don't do that in a revolution. You don't do any singing. You're too busy swinging. It's based on the land. A revolution and a revolutionary wants land so he can set up his own nation, an independent nation. These Negroes aren't asking for any nation. They're trying to crawl back on the plantation. That was from El Hajj Malik El Shabazz, who was given that name after his trip to Mecca. The important thing about what was just read, and I explained it, I did my best to do this fast and in a hurry, because with May 19th again being the Born Day, the science of X, the science of Malcolm X can be romanticized. You see, when he went to Mecca, people want to stop because Malcolm X saw more than what he expected. He expected to see black people at Mecca making the pilgrimage, but he saw whites, and it caused him to stop and say, wait a minute. Instead of really saying all whites are devils, if they are, let it speak for itself. He recognized that Muslim whites and those had a lot in common. And for those who saw the movie, I think it was one of Spike Lee's best works, personally, because it was straight to the point. And even in the autobiography of Malcolm X, the movie, the book, Brother Malcolm thought about something. And I'm talking about the science of X being romanticized. When Malcolm X was going to speak at a college, and a white student, white girl, she came up and asked him, Malcolm, what can I do to at least, you know, help the movement? And he told her nothing. I believe he went back to that and said, wow, maybe I would have told her XYZ. But again, I talk about the romanticized science. What didn't Malcolm change after Mecca? You know, number one, Malcolm never changed his thought processes. Before I go to the 601 area code with the 513, Brother Malcolm didn't change and say he apologized for talking about the difference between the house Negro and the field Negro, where, let's look at it, the house Negro would identify with the abuser, tormentor, slave owner, Massa, and the house Negro would say, if Massa said, I'm sick, the house Negro would say, we sure is sick. This is a fine house I have here. Yeah, this is sure a fine house we have here. The house Negro was happy because Massa fed him every unedible part of the pig and other things, and he was all right. If a fire was to burn and the house would catch on fire, the house Negro would say, oh, my Lord, the house is on fire. But the field Negro was getting whipped, tormented, spouse being raped, taken advantage of, being shackled and sold. Field Negro, to which Brother Malcolm identified with and spoke on it at great length. If Massa got sick, the field Negro was praying that Massa died. House catch on fire, the field Negro was praying for a strong wind to burn that mother down. If you come up and were to say, hey, let's escape from this slavery, the house Negro would be, what am I going to do without the boss? Can the boss come too? What can we do without him? The field Negro would say, escape, when and where? Let's drop down and go for it. Malcolm never apologized for the ballot of the bullet. He never apologized for saying that a nation needs to be built up. He never apologized for speaking about revolution, and he damn sure never apologized for considering himself African and saying that we were Africans who were kidnapped and brought overseas and forced into servitude, and that no matter how many centuries removed, we were still Africans who'd been kidnapped. Now, a lot of people would talk about movement, but for a real revolution, it needs to be sustained. The civil rights movement got it right. It was a civil rights movement. If it had been a real revolution, we still wouldn't be getting murdered in droves like we are. And it still wouldn't be such a disparity. Occupy was a movement. Bernie Sanders was a movement. If Bernie Sanders was a real revolution, he wouldn't have been ousted out not once but twice. And again, there is a science, but remember, science is excellent, but it can be dangerous. You see, there's a science. We know the coronavirus exists, okay. But at the same time, here's where things get tricky or dangerous. There are those people who would use science to say God does not exist. There are those who've used science to say Allah does not exist. There are those who have used science to say that Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Brother Malcolm X did nothing to help humanity. So again, my thing is when it comes to science, break it down for yourself, break down the truth. If somebody uses some illogical science on you, remember something. You don't have to argue with them, especially if you have your facts. Because if you argue with a fool, it looks like two fools fighting. And in the distance, nobody can tell who's sane and who's not sane. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show some insanity because I'm going to go to the 601 area code 513, and this sounds like a bill collector thinking I might have gotten some stimulus money, which I haven't yet, and then I'm going to pay the bill. So hold on, everybody. If it's a bill collector, I hang up. 601-513, how are you doing out there?
How are you doing, Brother Al? How's everybody doing out there? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you quite well. Talk to me. Who are you? I know who you are, but
I gotta tell everybody. My name is Michael D. Landon. I'm locally from Cleveland, Ohio. That is running for president for these United States of America, and I'm a black man doing it.
There is
an African American candidate that's running for president. Yes, sir.
Okay, but hold on a second, because Joe Biden recently made a statement and said that, you know, you're not a black person. You're not black if you vote for Donald Trump. So you're telling me that there's somebody of color running for the office. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
And I'm talking to him right
now.
Yes,
sir. And you're talking to him right now. And the one thing, you know, what Joe did, the last thing he had made a gaffe on was when he said, if you don't want to vote for me, vote for Trump. Or if you believe in Tara Reid, then don't vote for me. That's rule 101. Do not say don't vote for me. You always got to say I'm the best choice. I'm the best candidate. I don't understand that. Then you hit another point about Bernie Sanders. If he was a real true revolutionary, why did he let them push him out twice? I've been in this race since the very beginning. I may not have any delegates, and I try to explain it to people, but I've been attacked, harassed, almost assaulted by the current president of these United States. That's one of the main reasons why you haven't heard of me. And once I got all the proof and everything settled, here comes COVID-19, knocks me down.
Right.
So, but I felt like that since everybody, you know, is at home, on the internet, on Facebook and whatnot, which is my campaign name, is Landon Ham for President 2020, We the People. And I kind of came up with this new phrase. It says, the people's candidate for the people's justice. And we do need justice right now for black people, for Latinos, for Asian Americans, for even the Indian Americans that are going through this COVID-19 situation now. This is a threat for all human beings that this virus is trying to kill us. And then you have people in Washington, D.C. who's racist, who's hateful to the poor, and can't see that you can't use this germ to work for your benefit. It will kill you. It will kill everybody. So, but overall, the revolutionary, I was listening to you about Malcolm X, and I remember that story very well about the House Negro and the Field Negro. I would like Joe Biden, if he had to sit something like in that regard, but let me just put it this way. White people cannot really break down. It's not their fault on their own. It's just how it is. They get nervous. They get kind of uncomfortable talking about race. And it seems like they got stuff on some toes and some eggshells, and that's what Joe Biden was uncomfortable talking to Jermaine DeGod. He was really uncomfortable. And it's not because it's something he did, or but just this guilt that white people have, and because of what they answer.
Come on now.
And they shouldn't have that guilt. And for whatever I heard, this one white man said, "Well, all black people hate white people, and that's why I am like I am." I said, "Well, I don't hate you. I don't even know you."
There you go.
I don't even know you. So the whole thing is Joe Biden is not the answer when it comes to trying to bring America together. You gotta be comfortable in your conversations with different ethnic groups in America. First of all, they're human beings, number one. Forget the color. They're human beings. So you can relate with a human being about your child or school or job or education or economics or politics. We may have difference of opinion, but we still, first of all, look at each other as human beings. And like I said, Joe Biden messed up. He really did.
Yes.
I wish he would have said, if you don't vote for me, you don't have common sense or something.
Right.
Or say something different. But just say you're not black. I wake up this morning, and I went up and got up in the mirror, and I said, you're black. You're actually black. And when I go down the street, I see a police officer, and he look at me. I know he looking at me black, so I think I don't need Joe Biden to tell me I'm black. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're a Democrat. It ain't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about making the right choice. Is the right choice for African Americans Donald Trump? Or is the right choice for Americans Michael D. Landham? We can forget Joe Biden. He's out. He's out.
Yeah, he is.
So Michael D. Landham
stepped to this place.
So he messed up. So an African American who's running for president, I know exactly what our people need, especially what white people need. We need to come together and talk out our differences and let the fear lead the fear at the door. The FDR said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, and it lives more now today. Now, I advise all African-Americans, all my people, even the Black Panther Party, listen up.
Mm.
Donald J. Trump threatened and almost assaulted and tried to cover up the threat upon African-Americans who's running for president. Now, we all need to come together behind that because we know he's a racist. The lady who did, and I'll be real quick. The lady who did my website at first, she didn't believe me. LandinghamCase.com,
right.
LandinghamCase.com, LandinghamCase.com. But she called me out of the blue 4 months after I told her, and her and her husband were frantic. Like, it was Donald Trump. I'm like, yeah. So let's get the website going. I wasn't supposed to pay $5,000. I ain't have to pay that. They put it on their shoulders with the cost and everything. And I've had people who sent me some offers to come meet them. I'm supposed to be going to Philadelphia this weekend. Yeah, going to Philadelphia this weekend, the city of brotherly love. So get ready. I will be going out there visiting. But look, like I said, everybody, we need to come together. If you need to find somebody to contact me, Brother Al will get your information, and he can share it with me.
I will do.
But we need all hands on deck. I need people to help me with this campaign and to really get our story out there. And it's to show that, racism, hatred, it can only take us so far. It's not going to bring us together. It's going to divide us further apart. And our nation cannot afford this at this time, especially people dying every day. We almost had 100,000 deaths for Americans. We need to do better, but we have to do it together. There's no other way. And with Latin Africa president, and with you, Brother Al, and with my hometown, Cleveland, my home city, I think we can really make a difference. Because something about Cleveland is something special. You know what I'm saying? So amazing talent, amazing things come out of here. And But this is about America. This is about really bringing our nation together with love, compassion, and understanding, and with the courage to look past hate and find the love and necessary to heal. And that's what we need right now. Landon Hampton Dresden can do that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, y'all take care. God bless each and one, everyone. And stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask.
Thank you so much. Wow. You know something? He said it best right there. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do before I leave out. I just want to thank everybody. I'm going to send this next track definitely out to Michael D. Landingham. He definitely is supported man in the streets. I had no choice because this man is running on the principles. And I'm glad that as, quote unquote, a black man, I have a really, really strong choice right now. I wish to thank everybody who takes the time to tune in on a week, even on a Memorial Day. I appreciate it. When I look at the numbers and I see that things aren't changing and that people actually want to tune into the program and I get the spikes, I just want to say once again, I appreciate the fact that people feel like and wish that they have knowledge. A lot of times I go to the phone lines, not because somebody pressed the button. It's just I go to the phone line because I don't know what you might teach me. I'm in the midst of still learning things, and on a day I feel that I don't need to learn anything else, I hope the Creator makes my departing from this plane very swift so that I won't harm myself any further or anybody else. I'm going to go out with what was just said from our president. We'll speak it into existence. Michael D. Landingham, it's just like landing a plane and going ham. Wash your hands. Thank you so much for tuning in. Peace.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stops, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why I make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic
throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here? What leader? Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for safety.